What is up, Wolab? It's your girl Nicole Naidoo, and welcome to another episode of Continue with me. I hope you guys are doing good and having an amazing day. If you actually, I don't even know what time you're listening to this. So I hope you're having an amazing day, night, afternoon. I don't even know, but I hope it's good. And if it isn't, I hope it gets better. Yeah, because you deserve it, babes. You deserve it. So on today's episode, I wanted to speak on social media. I want to speak about social media and how it's impacted my mental health. Well, at the moment. And yeah, so let's just get into this. So social media, I don't know. I feel like most of the people that are here probably know what social media is. Yeah, so I'm not going to bother trying to explain, but maybe I should. Should I? But okay, let me just give like a very vague type of definition. So social media is basically a way of communicating with other people on the internet. So basically your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, your WhatsApp, your Pinterest, your Snapchat, your TikTok, that is social media, right? And the only social media platforms I've really engaged with is TikTok at the moment, because I downloaded TikTok last month. I know people are gonna be like, oh my god, where were you? What rock were you hiding under? Like, I honestly do not find TikTok that interesting, but I feel like, you know what, let me not be boring and, you know, put myself out there, try to do some dances. Okay, have I done any dances? I think I've done like one dance, you know. I'm on Instagram, obviously. I'm here podcasting, and also WhatsApp, obviously, because that's where I communicate with my friends and family, you know, people that are close to me. So basically, I think that the most dominant social media platform for me is obviously Instagram, because that's where I work. And so I don't know if I should start like from the beginning. I think I should start from the beginning. Like, I didn't, you know, really plan this out. I should have. Very unprofessional of me. But yeah, I'm just speaking off of my head right now. So Instagram, I don't even remember what year I downloaded Instagram, but I downloaded Instagram secretively because I was too scared to ask my mom to have Instagram. So I downloaded it secretively, and I blocked all my family members, and it was just me and Instagram and some of my friends. But then I got older and realized that, you know what, it is just Instagram, and I unblocked them, and I started following my family members, and yeah, they were quite chill with it. So yeah, I learned my lesson. I should just ask next time and not block my family members. They were quite cool with it. They weren't really goo-goo gaga about it. It was just Instagram. And I started Instagram posting pictures. I think I'm going to do a reaction video to my old Instagram pictures. Started Instagram posting pictures. And at some point I was posting me singing for some reason. I don't know. Very odd. But yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed it. I got a lot of, love from Instagram. I met a lot of people on Instagram that were in high school. And yeah. And then 2020, I think that's when I started taking Instagram more seriously, because I firstly had more time on my hands. Secondly, I had people around that actually could take pictures of me. We just, you know, my sisters and I used to just do this random thing of just having photo shoots. It was a lot, but it was really fun. We'd have random photo shoots, and mostly I'd be the one who initiates it. Yeah. But I had more time on my hands. I could get proper pictures because people are actually taking pictures of me. Thirdly, I had a good number of followers. I don't even remember, hey? I don't even remember. But then, yeah. I think that's why I started taking Instagram more seriously. And like, I feel like people started noticing me more, because I get more likes, get more comments. People were following me, people were interested in me. And also, you know, there was like this thing in 2020 of doing like challenges, such as the Vogue challenge and stuff. And I started participating in like challenges like that. And it was just interesting. It was really nice. I loved it. And yeah, that's where I actually like, I was like, okay, Yeah. And also, I started doing, like, hair videos because I was like, you know what? I have so much time on my hands. And people were asking me for, like, hair videos in, like, terms of, what products do you use? What's your hair wash day routine? And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, you know what? Let me just do this for fun. I wasn't, like, thinking money-wise, like, this being, like, a job. No, I was not thinking about that any, like, at all. I didn't even know people could, like, make money off of, you know, videos and stuff. You know, I was, like, being better. Yeah, but it's fine. And then, 2021, that was last year. Last year, I didn't really post that much. I think, so I was just posting, you know, nothing too serious. And then this year, I think I started taking Instagram a little more serious because, yeah, obviously my followers increased and also brands started approaching me. And yeah, I was like, you know, this could actually be a job. This could actually be like something that I really invest my time in, you know. And yeah. Yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good. But also, I don't know, I feel like it's, I'm in quite a gray area with social media, especially Instagram. I'm speaking more on Instagram. I'm in quite a gray area because it's really nice because obviously I'm getting paid for it. And yeah, it's just nice getting attention. Kumnandi, you know. But also, you know, yeah, what did I say? Like, I'm putting this in inverted commas. Fame comes with a cost. Does that even make sense? I don't even know if it makes sense. But yeah, as much as I have people that love me, there are also people that are out there that just have time on their hands to just hate. Yeah, those ogres. I call them ogres. Every time I see like a hate comment or bad comments, I call them, oh my gosh, the ogres are back. The ogres are back. You know, especially hackers. I feel like hackers are such ogres, honestly. But anyways, we're not there. We're not name calling on here. But yeah, and you know, there are some comments that, you know, like how people say don't read your comments. I feel like it is so hard not to, because for me, I have my notifications on first of all. So when my phone lights up, obviously just check on my screen if it's like WhatsApp or anything. Maybe I see this comment and it's like, you know, it's just a shitty comment. It's just a shitty comment. And obviously, sometimes I do take them to heart and sometimes I'm like, you know what? It's just Instagram, you know? It's just Instagram. But in those moments of me taking things to heart, you know, sometimes it can mess with me. You know, it does mess with me sometimes. And yeah, like someone like commented on my page. For example, someone was like, you need to go get braces. Your teeth are like messed up and stuff like that, you know? It's comments like that. But then I realized that I've worked so, so hard to, you know, gain all of the self-confidence and, you know, not feed into my insecurities. And I'm no longer insecure about my teeth. Who is this ogre? Who is this ogre to tell me what I should do with my teeth, even though I'm okay with my dental formula, you know? It's just stuff like that that just gets to me on Instagram. On WhatsApp, nothing. Oh, I'm not even done with Instagram. I'm not done. So Instagram, also DMs. Yo guys, yo, it's happening there by my DMs. It's happening. Yo, sometimes you get creeps, strangers, and it just gets to you sometimes. It is overwhelming. For me, I couldn't even like oh wait, now I'm speaking on another thing. You see, being disorganized and not planning contents. Ooh. Yeah, but for me, it was getting overwhelming in terms of like my followers realizing like being on some like wait, like there are like 70,000 people watching you, like all eyes are on you right now, and it's quite overwhelming. And when I reached 10k, I was quite excited. I was like, 10k, who this? You know, I didn't realize how big it was going to become. I thought 10k was like, yeah, that's it, that's where we stop paying, big achievement. And you know, and then my numbers started growing really, really fast. And it was quite overwhelming. But But I couldn't really take it in. Like, every time, like, I reached a big number, like 20K, 30K, 40K, I didn't really get time to, like, take it in and soak it all in and, like, enjoy the moment, because my page just kept on growing, like, rapidly. And I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong at all. I'm not complaining at all. It's just how I felt. I'm just, that's why I'm here. You know, I share how I feel. And, you know, maybe someone's relates to this, you know, being overwhelmed by the amount of people that are, like, watching your life. You know, it's quite hard. It is quite hard, because I didn't think that I would be big. I didn't think I'd be big, but especially because now I'm getting, like, recognized, like, outside. Like, when I'm here, like, in Cape Town, people are actually recognizing me, and, like, they're greeting me and stuff like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, people are watching what I'm doing now. Like, people know me. It's quite creepy. Not creepy, but, like, it's overwhelming. It's like I can't fuck up. Sorry for the vulgar language, but, like, I can't fuck up. I don't know, that's how I feel. But I know that that's not true. You don't, like, you don't have to be perfect. I'm human, you know. But that's what social media has put on us, that you have to be perfect, like, all the time. You can't mess up on the platform, because now you're a public figure, you know. And I'm only 19. I'm literally only 19. And I don't have to put, like, I just realized that I don't have to put that pressure on myself, because I did take a break from Instagram. I did take a break from Instagram posting and stuff like that for a while. I was like, you know, I just needed to gather my thoughts and, you know, because I'm like, no, Nicole, you don't, because, like, I was overwhelmed, guys. I was like, no, Nicole, it's fine. You're only 19 years old. You don't have to be perfect. You are a public figure, but you're allowed to be yourself in it. Because it became a thing of me not feeling like myself on the platform anymore. Sorry, I had to burp. That is so unprofessional. But it became a thing of me not being able to be myself on the platform anymore, because I have to look a certain way when I post the picture. I have to, like, yo, guys, it was quite overwhelming. Quite overwhelming. But I'm okay now. Like, I'm okay. I've come to terms that I'm a public figure, and it's okay to mess up, guys. It's really okay to mess up. You're only human, and I don't think that society should put that on public figures, you know. And, like, people are always, yo, guys, this is, like, one of the biggest things here. People are always expecting me to say something about things that are happening around us because you're a public figure. Like, recently I did a live video, and this person asked me what I'm studying in law, you know, and I was like, oh, what I'm studying in university. I'm like, no, I studied law. I'm doing LLB, the 4-year course. And it's like, oh, okay. And then, like, he's like, so do you, like, he started asking me, like, questions, you know, not bad questions, hey, not bad questions at all, but questions that I was like, ugh, I'm not really in the mood to, like, answer these. And, like, he was having me. He was like, you're a public figure. You have so much, so many followers and so many likes. You people are listening to you. You should be doing things that are meaningful. What? But, like, for, like, a minute, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, really, maybe I should be saying something about this. Maybe I should. And then I was just like, you know what, guys? You know what? This is my page. I will not be controlled by ogres on my page, first of all. I have the power to delete comments, first of all. Second of all, I'm entitled to not responding to anything if I want to, or if I don't want to. You know, I have control over these things. I'm not going to stress about things that I have control over and things that I have no control over. I have no control over what people have to say and, like, their opinions. Like, I always say this, like, everyone is entitled to their own opinions, you know? And I respect that. I respect other people's I respect other people's opinions, and, you know, I expect the same courtesy from them, you know? And, yeah. Yeah, wow, I just ranted. Yo, guys. Yeah. Yeah, but that's Instagram. But, yeah, I did say that I'm in a gray area with Instagram. But I'm slowly, and when I say slowly, I'm slowly coming back to it. I am slowly coming back to the Nicole Naidu that I know, you know, on Instagram, and not the work Nicole Naidu. Because it was not becoming fun. It was not fun anymore, guys. I'm not going to lie. Instagram was not fun. it was not fun. It was just work, 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 work. I'm like, yo, guys, I need a break from work, you know? And me having a break from work means me being off of Instagram, you know? Currently, I'm a fan of Instagram. I love seeing other people's posts. I love going on my explore page. I love watching celebrities' lives. I love it. I love liking my friends' pictures. I love reposting, you know? It was not becoming fun. It was not but now I'm coming back from it slowly. I am coming back from it slowly. And yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm quite happy, and I'm excited to say to the to you guys, you're the first people I'm telling. Well, obviously my family members know, but I've just signed a contract with Native Child. If you know, you don't know what Native Child is, it is a brand, a hair and skin brand. And yeah, I'm so excited to work with them. I'm really, really excited to work with them. Really excited, because this is just the start of something so great, you know. And yeah, you guys are the first to hear it. And yeah, if you're a real one, you're gonna say congratulations to your girl, because you made it this far to the made it this far in the episode. Yeah, made it this far in the episode. And yeah, guys, so I think that's it for this episode. This is really long. I did not expect this to be this long. I think I just started ranting at some point. But yeah. Yeah. So this is mostly Instagram. Should I speak on YouTube? YouTube, what do I have to say about YouTube? YouTube for me is I'm really working hard. I'm working hard. Like, I can see Ruti. I know. It's a platform where you actually have to put in the work. It's not just gonna come to you by luck. You actually have to put in the work. And I'm trying so hard to put in the work, because I had to build myself from the ground up. It's not just something that's based off of luck. It's not something based off of the amount of followers you have on Instagram, the amount of people you know. If you get what I'm saying. Like, I've started from like 0 subscribers, and I'm working up to like 1,000, but I'm still on like 400. Okay, I'm on 486, if I'm not mistaken, but 486, I don't know, somewhere there. Yeah, it's something that I'm actually so happy that I could do that. I'm so happy that people are not just jumping onto there just because, well, when we say I'm on Instagram and an influencer and stuff like that, they're not just jumping onto there, you know. I want to gain my subscribers. I want to, you know, I want to gain them on my own based off of my hard work, not because of how famous I am. I don't consider myself famous, but people have been using the term famous to me a lot lately, you know. It's something that I'm actually working really hard to get, and I'm actually happy that I could do that. Even with the podcast, I'm working really hard. It's really nice. I'm gonna rant. I can feel a rant coming. I shouldn't be ranting, but yeah, it's just nice, guys. It's just nice working for something, and then when like the numbers look good and things look good and you're feeling good about it, that feeling is amazing. Like, you know, in the back of your head, you could say, wow, I did that. I worked from the ground up, all on my own, obviously with your supporters and your family and friends, but like on my own, on my own, from the ground up, I worked, I put in the work, you know. It's amazing. I encourage it, guys, so much. Working hard, I encourage it so much. But yeah, let me not take up more of your time. Yeah, I'm gonna say bye now. Remember how we were doing Bible verses, guys? That's gonna be like on the next episode, how disconnected I feel to God, guys. Well, not disconnected, I think I'm just really I've really become lazy, you know. And no, you know what, let me not spoil it. You're gonna hear about it in the next episode of Continue with Nicole Naidoo, hosted by none other than your girl Nicole Naidoo. Yes, anyways, please don't forget to follow now, but put that bell, how do you say it? Guys, I need to like work on an outro. Please forgive me. But you know, press that bell so you know whenever I post an episode. And also, comment. I'm going to put a Q&A on this one. And ask you guys how social media has impacted your life and your mental health. But yeah, I'm sure there's going to be like a part 2, even a part 3, even a part 4 of this. But yeah. Anyways, guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening to the end. And enjoy the rest of your nights, because it's nighttime right now. But yeah. Bye.